A track by Nigerian drummer Tony Allen often starts with him tapping out a rhythm on the cymbal. Allen is then slowly joined by one guitar line, then another, until all the other players layer into the groove. Tony Allen knows this musical pattern very well. After all, he was the drummer for Afrobeat legend Fela Kuti, who died in 1997. Allen and Fela often disagreed about the role of music, pure entertainment or activist art form. Tony Allen is an entertainer, but as the man who put the beat in Afrobeat, as he's fond of saying, Allen continues to use that signature style best associated with his former band leader. It's so hard to resist. It's so hard to forget. Afrobeat, the rhythm of gold. Today, as Tony Allen releases his latest solo album titled Secret Agent, Afrobeat lives large. But as a drummer who works with many different artists with different styles, Tony Allen says he refuses to let himself get bogged down in a single groove.
I'm a beat maker. Imagine me getting stuck on one particular beat. Then I don't make beat anymore, you know? So every time I like to write different beats, as long as it's danceable.
Kind of created a niche for yourself. I think people still identify you as an Afrobeat drummer, and though you've done, you know, the work with Damon Albarn of Blur in the UK and this past year working with Finnish composer Jimmy Tenor, I mean, you began very much influenced by jazz drummer Max Roach. Do you ever play straight ahead jazz anymore?
Not really for now, you know. I'm not going to play jazz like that used to be played in the past, you know. I was inspired by Max Roach, Al Blakey, Elvin Jones. Well, I'm not going to go back to play like them anymore. I got to interpret it my own way.
I mean, some people have called you the greatest drummer in the world. Do you think it's that independence that makes you such a great drummer?
Probably. I don't know. Maybe. Because, I never stayed on one particular pattern all my life, you know. I'm not going to go there and just particularly play what I used to play before. No, I have to listen to the music and I have to relate to the music. That's how I work, you know.
Aha! This one, another one from the underground sensation.
Did you ever accept the premise of Fela's that music is the weapon of the future? I mean, did you accept that then, and do you still think it is?
For sure. If it would have made any change, it would have done. This change would have been there for all over the whole world since, you know, listening to Fela's messages and all this changing of things. And anyway, it was fine in Europe and America anyway. So Nigeria in particular. You know, Fela wasn't singing to the world. He was singing for his country mostly, for the government of that country to do things right. But up to tomorrow, it's still the same blues, you know. Although, maybe in future, maybe those younger generations will come and then maybe they will go and work on Fela's philosophy.
Tony Allen, his new CD is called Secret Agent. And while we're on the subject of music from the African continent, we've got a new podcast performance online from South by Southwest. This week, it's Somi, a jazz singer from Rwanda, now a fixture on the New York scene. You can hear her set at theworld.org. In Boston, I'm Marco Werman at the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH. Thank you for tuning in.